How are you doing this morning? I'm glad I'm here. I hope you're glad you're here. I'm glad to see all of you and willing to join us. And I appreciate the opportunity to share God's word with you this morning. And I've been really praying this week. We live in a very negative world, and we have this series called Positive. And one of my prayers for our church and one of my prayers for every Sunday service is I have these four E's I pray about, that when you walk into this church that you would encounter God, that it would be an experience in your life, that you would be encouraged, and you would leave excited. That's what I want to happen every Sunday, that you would come in here and you would just feel God's presence here through the songs and the fellowship and the message that we share, that you would encounter God, and that it'd be an experience, something that touched you, and then you would be encouraged. Because we live in a very discouraging, negative world. And anybody kind of know what I'm doing, you know what I'm talking about? You know, I think back to when you have kids, you send your kid off to, you know, they go to kindergarten for the first time, they come home crying because nobody wanted to play with them. Anybody know that one? You know, nobody wanted to play with them, you know, and they get a little older, and you know, they start picking teams, and all of a sudden they're coming home from school, and it's like, I didn't get picked to play on the team, or I didn't get picked to do this, and you know, we just keep going through this process. You get to be a teenager, you know, and you're Snapchatting everybody. Come on, any of you teenagers? You know, you Snapchat some of you, you know, or Facebook, you know, and you're posting pictures, and nobody really likes yours, you know, and they got more Facebook friends than you have, and Snapchat, and you know, and you go through this, and you know, you're off in college, and you turn your papers in, and you're just not getting the grades. You know, you got some. Anybody have some discouraging teachers? Yeah, I had one. We always kind of joked that every time I got my paper back, I always thought he cut his finger because it was red all over. You know, he just bled all over my paper. You know, very encouraging. Anybody have teachers like that? That's very encouraging. You know, they just kind of just bled all over that thing. It's like, man, and we have all these kind of things. You know, then we grow up, you know, and you go to work and you do a project and it's just kind of like, that one's not going to work, you know. And the company just hires somebody new and he's been there 6 months and he gets a promotion and you're just sitting there going, I've worked here 10 years. What's going on? Yeah. Yeah, we live in this world, you know, maybe, you know, now for ladies, you know, maybe you go out and you buy a new dress, you got this dress, you're going out with the girls that night, you put that dress on, you go out with the girls, and one of your friends says, isn't that a new dress? And you go, yeah, and they go, okay. You know, anybody live in a discouraging world? Anybody kind of, you know, this negative world that we're in, it's just kind of, you know, and I want church to be that place where you can kind of come and you would encounter God. It'd be an experience and you'd be encouraged and you can leave excited because of what God is doing and what God is up to. And it's an exciting time for our church right now. Great fireworks booth. We had a great block party yesterday. I'm looking forward to Vacation Bible School. And, you know, I'm just excited what God is doing. And that's my prayer this morning, that it's going to be a time of encouragement for you. You know, because we live in this world that it's just negative and everything's wrong and life's just not working for me and life's just not right for me. And maybe you'll fit with this verse. You got a little outline in your worship folder. Let me encourage you to get it out. You can get a line out. You can kind of follow along. Little blanks there to fill out to kind of keep you in contact with me and so I don't get lost, because I can get lost. But here's this passage and it's God. I want to see how God encourages. Look at what it says. When we arrived in Macedonia, now kind of put it in context for today. When I arrived at church today, I was kind of discouraged. When I was arrived, it just, life just not clicking right. It's just, I'm down, I'm discouraged, things aren't going well, relationships, family, finances, you know, we can get down. So when I arrived in Macedonia, there was no rest. Anybody feel that way? Anybody just feel no rest right now? You just keep running, running, running? Yeah. We face conflict from every direction. Anybody sound familiar? Yeah. You realize this is written 2,000 years ago, and it sounds like, well, this is today for me. Yeah. With battle on the outside and fear on the inside. Anybody stressed on the inside? Anxiety on the inside? You know, depression on the inside? Bet God. Why don't you circle those two words? Bet God. Who encourages those who are discouraged, encouraged me by the arrival of Titus. I think those are key words, bet God. You know, we go through life We go in and curse. We have these experiences. Bet God. And I love the way Paul is saying this. I was discouraged, but my God is an encouraging God. Anybody agree with that one? You guys are you here? Thank you. I got an amen. Thank you. But our God's an encouraging God. Our God wants to pick us up. Like I said, I want you to come and encounter God and have an experience and be encouraged. Because I'm going to walk out this door, and it's not going to be very encouraging. It's going to be 100 degrees today. I don't know about you, but that's not too encouraging to me. You know, do I turn my air on? You know, it's $10 a day to run my air conditioner. I don't want to run my air conditioner. Anybody? You know, my wife's gone. I don't have to turn it on. You know, it's off right now. So I don't know what's going to happen when I walk in that door. You know, do we? Anybody ever wrestle with that kind of stuff? You know, bet God. Bet God. But I like what he's saying here. I need to be encouraged, but God is my encourager. God is the one that's going to encourage me. And I love what encouraged him. What encouraged him? Look at that passage and tell me what encouraged him. As you look at that passage, what did God do to encourage him? God sent someone named Titus. You ever notice sometimes encouragement comes from somebody else? You ever notice that? That, you know, that encouragement comes from someone else. And I want to tell you, I don't believe in coincidence. Just so you know, I don't believe you're here this morning by accident. You might have got up this morning and said, I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe I'll go to church. You know? You might have planned for it. But I don't believe in coincidences, okay? I believe God works through things. And I believe my God wants to encourage me. Now, have you ever had an experience like this? I've had this experience. You know, I get in the car and I turn the radio on. I'm driving down the road and a song comes on that encourages me. Anybody been there? Is that a coincidence? Is that God? See, I think that's God. You know, I've had a rough day and things are not going so well, and I get text messages from some of you and some others in this, and it's kind of like, hey, praying for you. Just at the right time. Anybody ever have those happen? You know, just, you know, somebody, you know, an email, you know, something along those lines, that it's just there for us. It's part of life for us. And I wanted to see that in our lives, and I want to challenge us. You know, our God is an encourager, but we need to be this also. We need to be the encouragers. We need to be those who build up, those who lift up, those who inspire, those who are there for others. We need to do that in our lives. You know, and last week I shared with you a friend of mine, a personal friend, close guy, Bill Sims. Some of you knew he did revivals for us. And, you know, I when I came to the church, I was like 28, 29 years old and didn't know much about revivals and church. And I met Bill, and Bill had a gift of evangelism, has the gift of evangelism. It was always fun to go places with Bill. You know, just so you know, I've been in downtown Oakland at Old Man Park. Anybody know downtown Oakland, Old Man Park? You know, I've been downtown Oakland, Old Man Park, in the middle of the night. We're at a convention, and Bill goes, I parked down by the church. Can you go with me to get my car? Okay, Bill, I'll go with you to get your car. You know, and so we start walking to get his car, and we're walking down by Old Man Park, and Bill says, I think we need to run. And so I'm running. You know, here's this white guy, two white guys running through Acorn District of Oakland. You know, we've been there. I've been there, and I took van load of clothes that we were giving block parties, and we were doing all sorts of stuff over there. And I was going with Bill, and our church was supporting and bringing things and feeding people. And, you know, and I'm at a park, and Rudy's with me that time, and we're talking to some guys about Jesus. And the guy goes, I really don't need to hear any more conversations. He's kind of patting his side, right? And you kind of seen a silhouette of a weapon. You know, and so, you know, Bill was that kind of guy. I remember we're at another place, and we're getting in an elevator, and Bill just had this gift, and we're getting in an elevator, and the elevator starts to go up, and the guy goes, I wanted to go down. And Bill goes, no, you don't want to go down. Let me tell you about Jesus. You know, Bill just had this gift, and Bill's 86 years old and broke his hip. And I got a call, and so last Sunday, right after church, my wife and I, we jump in our, we drive up to Grass Valley, 2.5 hours away, to go see Bill in the hospital. You know, I wanted to encourage him. I wanted him to know how important he was to me for 80, you know, for 30 plus years now. He's been a part of my life, and that he helped me as a pastor and taught me things and plugged me into all sorts of stuff we got to do. We did all sorts of crazy things with Bill. I could tell you story after story, you know. But I wanted to be an encourager to him. Anybody You know what I'm talking about? We need to be those encouragers, and we need to have those kind of experiences in our life, and we need to be a part of that. And so I want us to kind of think about this more. Now I'm going to just give you three things. I hope to go through this quick. The worship team encourages me to be quick, so I'm gonna try to be quick with this. So three things I would like to have us do. Three things I want to challenge you with this morning. So if you get your outline out, let's look at the first one. It says, encourage others daily. All right? So how often are we supposed to encourage others? Daily. All right? We're supposed to encourage others daily. And that's a challenge, especially today. You know, there's a lot of negative stuff. You know, work, home. You know, you come home and, you know, hey, we want to go out for dinner tonight. Anybody, you know, we want to go out for dinner tonight. Let's go have dinner. And, you know, and you're trying to get this picture in your head, and you talk to your spouse, and it's like, I'm sorry, we don't have the budget for that. Anybody been in that one? You know, and just, you know, it's too hot to turn the oven on. Can't we go out? Come on. You know, you don't want to turn the oven on when it's 100 degrees outside. You know, and you know, and you just, I want to do, you know, and you want to go, and then you go to work, and you come home, and the dishes are still in the sink. Anybody ever do that one, you know? You know, he ate breakfast and left the dishes in the sink. Can you believe that? You know? You ever come home discouraged? I mean, you know what I'm saying in this? That we need to learn to encourage each other. How often do we need it? Daily. You know, here, look at what it says here. But, again, you know that but always seems coming up here? But encourage one another daily as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. So how often are we supposed to encourage each other? Daily. How often? Daily. We need to encourage one another daily. It's not enough. Well, I got my full of encouragement on Sunday. I'm done. Right? You know? I went to church. I'm encouraged. You know? No, we need to encourage each other daily. Now, how long are we supposed to do this? As long as we do it daily, as long as it is today. Now, let me give you a little hint here. Tomorrow never comes. Now, think about this, okay? I want you to think about this. There will never be a tomorrow. Because when you get to tomorrow, it is today. Am I making sense? Now, listen. Because when today is Sunday, it is today. Tomorrow is Monday, but when I get to tomorrow, it's today. It's Monday. So we need to encourage everybody every day, because every day is today. You know, tomorrow never comes, so we need to be encouraging everybody every day, as long as it's called, so that none of you may be what? Hardened by Satan's deceitfulness. Does our world want to tear you down? Do you have some people in your life that want to tear you down? Anybody? Somebody just wants to kind of poke at you? Somebody just kind of wants to pull at you? Somebody's always got that little snide comment. Anybody got a friend like that that just seems, you know, they put that little in? You know? We have those people in our life, and so we need to be encouraged every day. Because there's discouragement every time. And let me tell you, Satan wants to use it. Satan will make sure what you remember. Let me ask you this one. Here's one to think about. Do you remember the good things or the bad things most often? Huh? Don't we remember the bad things? Who do you think does that? Made hardened by sin's deceitfulness. Satan is the one, he keeps those things bubbling to the top. Remember when they said, remember when this happened, remember, don't forget, you know. And we need to understand, we need to encourage each other every day, every single day. Now let me give you some hints here. Text somebody a word of encouragement. I have some friends I text, some of you I've sent some texts. I want to do better at it. I start out sometimes doing good, then I kind of fade away. Anybody have those, but you kind of start a habit and it kind of fades away, and you start the habit again and it kind of fades away, you know. I have friends that I text, and some of you I've text. I'm praying for you. Facebook, you know, I'll go onto Facebook and say I'm praying for you, and post things like that. And then I have somebody text me back one time. It goes, I said, I felt led to pray for you today. And he goes, I wonder what bad's going to happen. You know, it's like God said, you know, no, I didn't mean it that way. Anybody, you know, it's just kind of, you know, email somebody. I'm telling you, find some way to say. Let me give you, if you got something nice to say, say it. Is that okay? If you got something nice to say, say it. Speak it, comment on it. Bless, be a blessing to others. Let others hear the good things. Let others hear enough of what's going on. You know, because we always hear this. You know, our mind starts wondering, you know, well, I'm just not good enough. You know, I'll never measure up. You know, nobody understands me. You know, I'm just a loser. Anybody in that boat besides me? You know, you wake up Monday morning and it's just like, it's Monday. You know, I wake up Sunday all excited. Monday rolls around and it's like, it's day. You know, I love Sunday. And we do this, and so we got to encourage each other daily. I need encouragement Monday, you know. I need encouragement Tuesday, you know. Sunday, I don't, my encouragement on Sunday morning is you guys and your smiling faces. Please smile, you know. That's the encouragement for me, you know. It's like, this is exciting, man. I get to be here with people who love God, people who are checking God out, people who want to know more about God, people who come to experience God. And it's exciting to me. I can't imagine somebody coming and listening to me preach. You poor people, man, I'm so sorry, you know. And it's just God, you know. But God, does that make sense? We need to encourage each other daily. As long as it's called today, that means every day. Because Satan is going to discourage us. I guarantee you, when I walk out of this place, because I'll walk home. I don't drive here. I just live around the corner. I guarantee you, when I walk out this place today after church, you know, check everything, I'm walking out that door, I'm going to be discouraged. I'm going to hit 100-degree weather walking out that door, and it's like, you know. And I go home, my wife's not there. Who's going to fix me lunch? I'm available for lunch. I'm kidding, okay? You know. But I got up, my clothes were hanging up for me to wear. See? She had my clothes hanging there for me to wear. Underwear, T-shirt, socks sitting over here. Clothes here. I was encouraged this morning. My wife, she's not here, but she took care of me. She's visiting her mom, you know, and her mom's 85. I want her to go spend as much time with her family. But you know, how about encouragement? You know, can we do little things that encourage? You know, I talked about words that encourage. If you think something nice, say it. What about doing little things? You know, just little things, you know, that encourage, that inspire. That pick one. Yeah, you know, you had that bowl of cereal in the morning. Wash the bowl. Put it in the dishwasher. Make it easy. Just those little things that make a difference. And I think that's a challenge for us. Look at what it says here. Hebrews chapter 10. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. Think of ways. I don't know what it is for you. Like I say, my wife is so, you know, I do not have to worry about. Now, just so you know, if I get up on Sunday morning and my clothes aren't laid out, I know I'm in trouble. Something wrong. All right? It's like, uh-oh. What did I do wrong now? I got to figure it out because, you know. But think of ways to motivate one another to love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encouraging one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. We're supposed to encourage one another till Jesus comes. We gather. To me, that's why I love that. I want you to enter. I want you to encounter God. I want it to be an experience. Encourage and leave excited. And that's my prayer. And we have small groups. You know, I love getting together with my small group. I got a little group that meets on Monday. I go to another group on Tuesday. I just get to kick back and relax and let somebody else teach. And I get to have a good time there. And they always have snacks. And they like M&Ms like I like M&Ms and chocolate and stuff like that. And I have a good time. And then we go to Wednesday, and I get to see some video, and we're having just great fellowship. I'm having, small groups is a great time of encouragement, isn't it? Anybody go to small group? You know what I'm talking about? You know, life's not fair. Life's not working out. And you go to your small group, and there's people there that are, I'm glad to see you. You know, I go to places where some people are not glad to see me. Anybody been to those places? You know, here he comes. Oh, no. You know. But we need to see this in our life. How are we going to encourage one another? Think of ways. What you say. If you think of something nice, say it, right? If you think of something nice, say it. And then look for ways, motivate ways to encourage, to be there. But I want to take this another step. because it is church, and we're talking about God, and God's going to encourage us, and we're going to encourage one another. That's kind of the picture we're supposed to do. But I want to add a new dimension. I want to take this encouraging others to a spiritual dimension. So if you look at your second point, I wrote it this way: encourage others spiritually. Encourage others spiritually. Now, we want to encourage others. And, you know, nice job, good work. I appreciate the way you look, you know. And, you know, you got a haircut. It looks good. I know I need one, but I'm not going to get one. I was watching auto racing the other day, and the guy had, what do they call that? The short in the front and long in the back. A mullet. Mullets are coming back in. I thought I might get me a mullet. What do you guys think? You're supposed to be encouraging. You know, I thought it would be fun, you know. I couldn't figure out how to tie that to spiritual, though. But, well, wait, I can tie that spiritually. There we go. Samson had long hair. Come on now. That was his strength. Remember that? Well, thanks. You know. But we need to, you know, but how do we add that spiritual dimension? You know, how can I move to a spiritual dimension? Listen to what Paul says here. One of the things I always pray for is the opportunity, God willing, to come and see you. Paul's saying, okay, I want to come and see you. I'm praying, God, I want to go see these people. I want to go visit these people. For I long to visit you so I can bring you some spiritual gifts that will help you grow strong in the Lord. He's saying, I want to come so I can encourage you. Is that what he's saying? I'm longing, I'm praying for the opportunities to encourage you. When we get together, I want to encourage you in your faith, but I also want to be encouraged by your faith. It's a mutual encouragement going on here. You know, and we want to encourage others spiritually. We have the gift of words. Anybody got gift of words? You know, and we have words that can build people up and encourage people and inspire people. You know, we have the ability to do things to help and to lift people up and to make a difference in somebody's life. And we need to see in our life, and we need to do these in our life. And I want to be around people that encourage me. Is it fun being around people who are discouraging? You ever get ready to go to something and you're just going, I really don't want to go because they're always just so negative. Anybody got somebody like that? Your guys are laughing because I know you do, right? You know, it's kind of like, I know who you're talking about. You know, they're just a negative nanny, you know. They're just always, you know, and I got to go see them again, you know. And you know you got to go. But I want to be around, you know, that's why I like church so much. Because most of the time when you come to church, you might arrive and it might be a bad time right now. But when you walk into the church, you just feel better. Am I right? You know, it's just something about that spiritual dimension that just picks you up and lifts you up. You know, I need to get around. Because sometimes I get discouraged. How do you keep going? You know, anybody, you ever wonder that? You know, how am I going to just keep going? I'm just tired, you know. I don't want to. How do we keep going? You know, those words of encouragement, those little things that inspire us and those things that motivate us. And so we need to be encouraging, and we need to add that little spiritual dimension. You know, that little thing that might add to it, you know. And, you know, a couple of guys talking, and it might be a conversation, you know, and you're sitting there and you go, you know what, I admire the way you speak to your wife and you speak of your wife. You know, your wife is truly, as you say, a gift from God. And I just I want to do more of that. You know, and you just taken something and you made it a little. Can we do that? You know, you ever go watch? You know, I watch my grandson play baseball over here. You know, and he goes out there and he hits a home run. He got a home run this year, and I watch him hit a home run. You know, and great job, man! You got a home run. How about a little twist? Hey, you know, great job, man. You got a home run. You know, God's given you some talent to play baseball. Just that little twist to kind of plug God in there. You know, that guy got the promotion and you didn't, and it's kind of like life error and it's not right, but so-and-so got the promotion, and, you know, and you can just go look at the guy, you know, and, you know, you've been faithful. God has really blessed you, and you've been faithful with a little, and now God's trusted you with more. And can we add that little spiritual dimension to encouragement? Is that possible? that we can have some words that just kind of bring God into the picture, that put God in the midst of what he's doing and how God is working. I think that's the challenge for us. That, yeah, we need to encourage, but we also need to be encouraging spiritual. That we see God's hand in you. We see God's blessings in your life. You know, there's no such thing as coincidence. No such thing as this thing is just happening. And we see these things. And it encourages us spiritually. And then the last one I put down here is this. Now, the first one is encourage each other how often? Daily. The next one is we need to encourage others spiritually. And now, you need to encourage yourself. Okay? You need to encourage yourself in the Lord. I know this. I've shared with you. Sometimes I'll walk into church here during the week. I'm here during the week. You guys just got to come once a week. I come almost every day. You know, and I'm walking in, and some days, you know, you're down, all right? I have literally done this. You know, I have walked down into the building and down this hall right over here singing this little song. It goes like this. Jesus loves me, this I think, for the Bible tells me so. Anybody ever do something like that? Anybody ever want, you know, anybody ever have doubts? Am I the only one that have doubts? Now, you need to know, I know Jesus loves me, right? But sometimes, anybody ever do self-talk? Anybody ever talk themselves into depression? Talk yourself into discouragement? I can't do it, I'll never get this done, it just don't work. Anybody talk yourself into bad things? I give up, I'm done. Anybody? Is it just me? And so I will, you know, I'll walk, you know, Jesus loves me, this I think, for the Bible tells me so, you know. And then I'll change it. This, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. I am weak. Not children are weak. I am weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. I'll sing that one, you know, because it's life. We need to let the Lord encourage us. We need to ask the Lord to encourage us. There's a great picture of David here. I'm going to read a passage here from 1 Samuel 1. David's in trouble. David, as we read in the scripture, was a man after God's own heart. I think David lived a life like mine and maybe like yours, you know. You have some spiritual highs, and then you got some bottoms, man, where it's like, man, I've really screwed up. Anybody been in those kind of times? You know, it's like, God, you're the greatest, you know. We're going to take the world. God, we're on fire. And then the next thing you know, it's like, oh, man, I'm in trouble now. You know, and that's kind of where David's at. And it's one of these times David is down. And listen to what it says. It's 1 Samuel 30, verse 6. David was greatly distressed. Anybody been in that one? David was greatly, I'm done, I'm finished, I can't handle anymore, I don't want to deal with this anymore, anxiety, stress. You know, it's kind of like trouble on the outside and fear on the inside. Anybody know what I'm talking about? David was great. For the people speak of stoning me. Now, that's not stoning in California time, okay? This is literally stoning, all right? And now, I want to make sure you get a picture here. We think of stoning, I'm going to get a couple of rocks about the size of a baseball, you know. I'm going to go get me, you know, rocks like the size of a baseball, and we're going to stone somebody. No. You know, if you're going to stone somebody, you get a rock. You know, and you throw this rock. I mean, they were throwing rocks, okay? They weren't throwing little bitty pebbles. They were throwing rocks. When we were kids, we used to go to the, Truckee and Donner Lake. And we'd build snow fort. Snow would be 10 foot deep. We'd be at snow fort. And we'd have snowball fights. But we'd have snowball fights with cars. We would name our snowballs. Here's a Volkswagen. You know, I mean, we'd throw snowballs as, you know, size bigger than footballs and have snow. Well, that's kind of what they're throwing. It's not like, well, we're going to stone you. No, man, they're going to, you know, David's in trouble, all right? You get this picture. I'm distressed. I would be distressed if people were going to stone me, all right? Because the soul of all these people was grieved, every man, for his son and for his daughter. But David, again, that but. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. Yes, we need others to encourage us. And yes, we need to be encouraging others and encouraging other spirits. But we need to let the Lord encourage us. Yeah. There are times when we are done. We're fried, if I can use that term. And we're at the end of our rope. And whatever terms you want to use. And you're distressed. And you're discouraged. And it's anxiety, depression. And life's not fair. And nobody cares. And where is God and why didn't God, and you got all this going on, and you just got to come back and, God, I need to be encouraged in the Lord. You got to have that but. You know, sometimes you got to just step back and say, but. And that's why I want to encourage you this morning. Maybe there's things outside. There's trouble outside. My finances, relationships, my job, my school, my family, you know, you got the trouble outside. And then you got the fear inside. You know, I just don't measure up. I can't do this. I give up. I want to quit. I'm done. And you got this trouble inside. And you're doing all this. And you're distressed. You need to come to the Lord. I'm glad you're here this morning, because maybe, and I believe some of you needed to hear this today. I don't think, you know, I don't believe in coincidences. You need to know that. I believe some of you this morning needed to hear this message of encouragement. That you walked in the door this morning kind of distressed. Maybe some of you, you know, well, I'm not there yet. But let me give you some good news and some bad news. If you're not distressed now, there will be a day coming when you will be, okay? Isn't that encouraging? You know? Yeah, I'm okay today, but I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. No, we got to stay positive, right? You know? And so we need to think about, I let the Lord encourage me. I put some phrases down here that I think are helpful. How about this one? Found over in the book of Philippians. My God will supply all your needs according to his glory in heaven. Anybody? Is that encouraging? How about going on down in the book of Philippians? I can do all things through Christ. Is that encouraging? How about this one? Nothing will ever separate me from the love of God. It's nor depth. I'm not going to quote the whole thing because I can't. All right? But it's there. You know, nothing's going to separate me from the love of God. You know, I can ask anything in his name and he'll give it to me. Anybody? Yeah. Isn't there some passages that we have, and, you know, that I'm an overcomer, that all things are going to work out for the good. It's bad, but God's going to use it. Can we encourage ourselves in the Lord? We need to look for those opportunities to encourage ourselves. I don't know about you, but sometimes I want to wallow in self-pity. Anybody want to wallow in self-pity? Just leave me alone and don't bother me. I just want to be mad at myself and angry. And you guys act like you don't feel that way. I do. You know, it's like I'm trying. What am I going to do? Laura's gone. I'm going to walk home. I got a cold hamburger in the refrigerator. I barbecued it last week. You need to know I'm looking for it. I'm not begging for a dinner invite, okay? Just, you know, I'm going to go home. I got my hamburger sitting there. I got the bun. I'm going to go home, and I'm going to have a great lunch. Because here's what the big deal is, right? I'm going to take a nap today. That's my goal. You need to know that. That's my encouragement today, all right? I want to go home, and I want to take a nap. I didn't get one. They worked me too hard yesterday, all right, at the block party. I was done when I went home. I was dripping with sweat from head to toe, and I was done. Thank you for working me, Dan. You know, but I had a good time. I had a good time. You know, how about some encouragement? Anybody? So I just want to encourage you this morning. Find some way. You know, maybe you're sitting here this morning. What does the Lord need? How can the Lord touch you this morning to encourage you? Ask him. Just reach out to him. You know, God, I'm hurting today. It's a relationship, God. It's my finances. It's a family. It's a job. It's, I don't know, God. It's health. I don't know what it is. I'm just hurting right now, God. And I need you to touch me. I know you care, God. You are an encouraging. Think about this. God is an encouraging God. All throughout the scripture, I want to encourage you. I want to lift you up. I want to bless you. Isn't that God? No. And God, I just need something from you today. That's what I want us to think about this morning. Like I said, it was my prayer all week that you would enter this place and it'd be an experience for you. That you would encounter God's experience. And that something would touch you and encourage you, whether it was a song that the worship team led us in or a word that I shared from the scriptures. And you'd find some encouragement, and you'd walk out that door and hit that 100-degree weather and say, praise God, it's another day. And said, oh, no, it's hot. All right? Yeah. I want to challenge you. Can you be an encourager? And you let the Lord encourage you. I put it this way at the bottom of your page. I have just this little phrase. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. I hope you're doing it. I hope you're doing it. Encourage one another daily. Encourage one another spiritually. And be encouraged in the Lord. You got something nice to say? Say it. Okay? You got something nice? Text it. Email it. Say it. Do a little thing. Do just a little thing that can encourage someone. Be an encouragement this week. Let's pray. Lord, I just thank you for your words and your truths, that you are an encouraging God. And as we read the score, as we read the stories, as we see your work throughout the scriptures, you love us. You care for us. You've promised to open the windows of heaven and pour out your blessings upon us. You promise that nothing will separate us from love. You promise that you will supply all our needs, that you'll turn the bad things and use them for our good. They'll always be bad, but you can do something good through them. Lord, there's so many promises. Lord, let us find encouragement in you, that when we walk out of here, we're not only will we be encouraged, but we can be encouragers. You know, as our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, like I said, I don't believe in coincidences. I believe there's some here this morning that needed to hear this message and need encouragement. And I want to pray for you. So if you need encouragement this morning, right now, you arrive through this as the scripture said, would you shoot your hand up and let me pray for you? Thank you. I see it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? Thank you. Lord, you've seen the hands of these who just need some encouragement. We're coming as David came to be encouraged by the Lord. Distressed and hurt, wounded. And we're coming to be encouraged. So I lift these up to you. A loving God. Let your love just be poured out upon them. Open your windows of heaven and touch them in a special way. Let them know that you've heard their cries, that you heard their wounds, that you see their lives, that you haven't forgotten them. And so lift them up and touch them, Lord, in a special way. I ask you to speak to all that are here, Lord. Let us all walk out of here. What an experience it's been to be in the house of the Lord, that we seen God, we felt God, and we're leaving encouraged and excited to be a part of what you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.